Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Lamed Daled. We left off last night in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on the second to last line of page Kuf Mem Ches, about to turn on to page 296. We are up to the Ramah. The Ramah says, and it's really unrelated to the Mechaber, so we will not go back to the Mechaber. The Ramah says, Ein Lomar Ashrei Shekodem Mincha, do not start Ashrei for Mincha until you have a minyan already in the Beis HaKnesses. Kidei sheyomru olav hakadosh shelifnei tefilas haMincha. That way you can go from Ashrei into the Kaddish. Since you need 10 people for the Kaddish, says the Ramah, you need to have 10 people in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaKnesses. Thank you very much. When you are saying Ashrei, so you don't say Ashrei unless you have a minyan. Then the Ramah says, Yeshe kosvu shenohagin lomar parshas hatomid kodem Ashrei shel tfilas mincha. There are those who write that the minog is to say the parsha of the tomid before Ashrei of mincha, neged tomid shel ben harbayim, which is corresponding, mincha we know is corresponding to tomid shel ben harbayim. Therefore, some are noeg to say the parshas hatomid. Uminag yofahu, and the Ramah says that is a nice minog. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, Ein Lomar Ashrei. One should not say Ashrei till there is a minyan there. Vim Omru below minyan. If you said Ashrei without a minyan in the room, the Achar Kach Bo minyan, and after you finished Ashrei, the minyan came. So Yomru Mizmor Echad. You first should first say one Mizmor. The Achar Kach Yomru Kaddish, and then you say Kaddish. You want to say the Mizmor when there is a minyan in the room. We see you can say even a few psukim, but lemaisa, something must be said with a minyan together, and then you go into Kaddish. V'hu adin kishalomdim b'beis ha-medrash below minyan. So too, if there are a group of people that are learning in a beis medrash without a minyan, v'acha kach korem b'beis ha-knesses anoshim l'hashlim ha-minyan, and then after the learning they call in people to be mashlim ha-minyan, lo yofa osim, they're not doing nicely. D'ho ikir tam kaddish al ha-limud hu. The ikir reason why we have kaddish after the learning is, mishum shen niskadesh Hashem b'rabim. Since there was learning b'rabim, so it was niskadesh Hashem b'rabim, and they say kaddish on it. V'imkein bo'inon sheyiu asara b'beis ha-medrash b'eis ha-limud. Therefore, you can't have 6 people learning and then call 4 people in for Kaddish. You have to have 10 people there for the learning. Now, however, Efshir lilmod mishna achas v'keyotze baze achas sheis asvu asora anoshim v'lomar Kaddish. You could learn first without a minyan, gather in the 10 people, then you could say a mishna, the minhag is v'chanav in akashom, v'rasa kodesh baruch hu l'zakos yisrael, and then you could say Kaddish, but there should be some limud haTorah going on with a minyan before you then go ahead and say Kaddish. Sivkotan Vov. We said there are those who write that the minhag is to say the parsha of the Tumid before Ashrei. V'tov gamkein lomar pitam haktoras. Zokta mishabura, it's also good to say pitam haktoras by mincha. Ach kol ze im lo yavor zman tfilo. All these extra things that we're saying to say the parsha Tumid, pitam haktoras, that's all true if you will not miss out on zman tfilo. But if there's a concern you're going to miss Zman Tefila, the Iker Zman Tefila, it's going to get to Shkia time, Afilu Ashrei Yedaleg. Not only should you skip the Parsha of the Tumid, the Pitam HaKtorosh, you should also skip Ashrei. U'ba'avonoseinu harabim yesh anoshim shenichshalim bazeh. There are people that are nichshal, they're more makbit to say the Kabonos before Mincha, and they let the Zman pass in the davening Mincha after the correct Zman. Sivkotan Zayin, the Ramah said, you say the Parsha's Tumid before Ashrei. Taz u'magen Avram kosu lomer achar Ashrei. Aval ein haminu kein, the Taz u'magen Avram both write to say the Parsha of the Tumid after Ashrei, but that is not the minhag. Kosav ha-tur, the Tur writes, Seder tfilas ha-mincha, the order of the davening of tfilas mincha is Omer Ashrei, the Kaddish, we start with Ashrei, as we know, and then we say Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, Spalin Shmona Esrei, we say the silent Shmona Esrei, Ushatzibur Choser Hatfila Kamo B'Shachris, and then we have a Chazar Hashatz at Mincha like by Shachris. V'noflim al Pneim, and then we say Tachanun, V'omrim V'nachnu Lo Neda, the end part of Tachanun, V'omrim Kaddish Shalim, and then we say Kaddish Shalim. Of course, we know our Minog is then to say Aleinu, to have a chance for the Yisoim to say Kaddish afterwards. V'kasu aposkim dim hispalu mincha samuch l'chashecha. If you daven mincha close to dark, v'nimshechu ba'miras avinu malkenu u'shar tachanunim achar atfilu atshechashecha. And because of the tachanun and the vidui, whatever you're saying after mincha, after shmoneser, it pushes you till it got dark. Ein lomar kadosh deskabel. You are not able to then say kadosh deskabel after it got dark on the mincha. Shatfilo haisa biyom acher, because the tefillah was yesterday, and now you have a new day because it got dark, so you can't say kaddish on a new day for a tefillah you said yesterday. Aval im era shatfilah atzma nimshecha b'layla. But if the tefillah itself got extended, the shmoneh esrei itself got extended into the nighttime hours, kamo tefillas ne'ila, like we have on Yom Kippur by ne'ila, so then omrim kaddish deskabel, then you could say kaddish deskabel because it's going back on the shmoneh esrei that was at night, also at least in part. Says the mechaber vayitrin sif beis. Im shachach v'lo ispalal mincha, a person forgot to daven mincha, mispalal arv v'shtayim, so he davens tashlumin, he davens marv twice. V'omer ashrei kodem tfilosh hi tashlumin l'tfilas ha-mincha. After he davens the first shmoneh esrei from arv, he then says mincha, he says ashrei, and then he goes back and says another shmoneh esrei, Mariv Shmonesrei, to cover a makeup for mincha. Says the Mishaburis of Katon Chesim Shachach, the inhazed ayin la'el v'simin kuf ches of Zion, that there's no tashulman by amazed. Sivkotan kes tes kodem tfila. So he said you should put it in an ashray between the mincha, the mariv and the tashulman for mincha, put it in an ashray. Ayin la'el v'simin kuf ches of Katon Yodav Mishabura. And there we discuss that some say you should not be saying ashray at night, al pi kabola. And therefore some say you should not, in that case, when you're davening mariv, and then mincha for tashlumin, you should not say ashrei. But if you do say it, it is okay. There's what to rely on. But some say not to say it. That concludes Simen Reish Lamed Dalet. Now we're going to begin Simen Reish Lamed Hey. Hilchos Kriya Shema Utfila Shel Arvis. We just finished Hilchos Tfilas HaMincha. Now we move on to Kriya Shema and Mariv. Simen Reish Lamed Hey is Man Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the time of Kriya Shema at night. Again, we're on the bottom of 296. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, we'll begin Sif Aleph tonight, and Mirtz Hashem will finish it tomorrow. Zman Kriyashma Balailo Mishas Yitzia Shlosha Kochavim Ketanim. The correct time for Kriyashma at night is from the time that the three small stars are out. The Imhu Yom Mu'unun. And if it is a cloudy day and you are not able to tell if there are three small stars out, Yamtin Acheyetse Hasafik Melibo. You should delay your Kriya Shema Shel Arvis until the Safik leaves your heart that you know it's past the Zman of three small stars. The Imkara Kodem Lachin. But if you read Kriya Shema too early, Choser Vekore Osa Belo Brachos, you will go back and repeat Kriya Shema later in the proper time without the brachos. That's where we'll stop in the Mechaber for tonight, and we'll see the Mishabur now, Sivkot and Aleph. Belailo Mishas, again, Zman Kriya Shema at night is from the time the three small stars come out. Tiksiv, because the Pasuk says, Uveshach Bucha, when you lie down, Vikodem Laila Lav Zman Shrivahu, before nighttime, it's not a time of Shriva, of lying down, and therefore, Zman Kriya Shema at night is only after the Zman of Laila. The Laila Nikri Mishaniru Burakia Shlosha Kochavim Beinunim. Night is considered when three average size stars are out. Ach Mipnei She'ein HaKol Bekin. But because we are not all expert astrologers, the Avo Litos Begedolim, and we might think that we saw three medium stars, and really they're going to be large stars. Ugedolim Bevadai Einon Simon Laila. And big stars are for sure not a sign of nighttime. Shekama pavim near nafil bayom. Sometimes, even during the day, you can see big stars. So if you're going to be looking out for the average-sized stars, you might think the average ones are really ones that are big and say kriyashma at the wrong time. And therefore, hechmiru gabe kriyashma. They were machmir by kriyashma de eno korei achi ero shlosha ketanim. That's why the Mechaber says this man is three small stars. Really, the halacha is once three medium stars are out, but since we are not experts, you might mess up. So we say not to say Kriya Shema until you see three small stars. Sivkatan Bei Shlosha Kochavim Ve'afilu Mufuzarim. Even if they are not together, they're spread out. That's also okay. If it's cloudy and you're not sure exactly on the timing, we said Yamtin Ache Yetzia Safik Milibo Sivkatan Gimel. The Safik Daraisa, who Kriya Shema at night is Daraisa, so you want to wait and get the right time. Sivkot and Dalad may leave you until the stomach leaves your heart. V'imu yodeya masai shaka hachama. If you know what time was Shkiyas Hachama, when sunset was, so Yamtin kin shir arba milin. Then you can calculate and wait the time it takes to walk for a meal. Shehu ayin beis minut, which is, as we've discussed, 72 minutes. So then you can know the suffix is out of your heart, so it's cloudy. So how do you get the suffix out? If you know when Shkiyah was, so you wait 72 minutes, then you know it's Valei Laila. Vayin lekamon simen reish sadi gimel sebeis. We'll discuss over there is Nogaya here as well. Sivkatan hey, Kodem Lachain. We said if you read Kriyashma before this time, Ratzalomar, Kodem Seisa Gochavim, before it says you said Kriyashma, O Biyom Hamaunan Kodem Sheyetze Asafi Milibo, where you said Kriyashma on a cloudy day before the doubt left your heart and you're not sure if you got the right time or not, you go back and you repeat it. Sivkatan Vav, Chosev Ekoriosa. Ayin b'may mamurachai u'b'nar shalom shekosvu. These are chorim right in me'ikir ha'dinhu. This is not like some kind of chumrah. This is the ikir halacha. V'lo mishum chumrah. V'chein das agros sevkotan aleph. You're not yosei kriyashma at night until after seisei gochavim. If you said it too early, you're absolutely mechuyev to repeat kriyashma later. And finally, sevkotan zayin. When you do repeat that kriyashma, you do say it without the brachos. Says the Mishabura, the Hakvar Berachosam. You daven Marv already. So you said the Brachos of Kriyashma, they do not need to be repeated. The Afagav, the Loyotza, the Kriyashma, Shekora Kodem Azman. Even though it's true, the Kriyashma that you said too early, you are not Yotze with. Afal Pikein Lohave HaBrachos Lovatela. The Birchos Kriyashma that you said earlier with the Kriyashma are not considered Brachos Lovatela, even though you're not Yotze with that Kriyashma. The Afagav, the Masmechinon Lohen, the Kriyashma. Even though we place the Birchos Kriyashma next to Kriyashma, around it, before it and after it, Mikomokom ikaron lo nitkana dafka le kriyashma. Even though we call them birchas kriyashma and they are said before and after kriyashma, they were not the ikar established specifically for kriyashma. Ulefika b'di'eved shekuron kodem lizman shel kriyashma yotza. And that's why it's more like tefillah, as we've discussed in the past and we'll discuss again in the future. It really has the same din as tefillah, and therefore the same way you would yotze with your Shmon Esrei earlier, your yotze the birchas kriyashma, you would only have to repeat the kriyashma itself after Tzeis HaGolchavim. We'll stop here and continue Vayter Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.